beady-eyed. The Upper Room.
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South?
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do,
baby. Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, damn. It is Saturday. Welcome into the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one that she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all of the fillers. All right, folks, it is Saturday. You know, Saturday is just all about having fun and getting your giggles on it. So tonight we're asking the question, should men continue to do things for women regardless of who they are and what they're all about? Should this continue on regardless of who the woman is? Position, financial situation, the whole nine yards. We're talking about that tonight. All right, you know how we do you, though. We get you with the weather. We keep you updated. That's coming up first set. We also have 10 good minutes where we talk about anything that we wanted to talk about. We also keep you up to date with your news. We also have the old school Get Hype song, Jay's Bump You song, and Oh Damn It's Funny. That's why they're action-packed show. But tonight, let me also tell you what we're doing. Tonight, we are grooving with the music from the 80s and the 90s during the break. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a nice trip down memory lane. But right now, it is time to get the party started. Once again, that number is 347-850-1272. There's only one thing left for me to do. You know what we're doing. All right, let's do it. We're coming, we're coming, we're coming. We're coming.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Ryle Show starts now.
No!
You never know, that's the point. Go.
You are out in serious, the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm getting ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting with China's leaders in Beijing to discuss tensions on the Korean Peninsula. The U.S. wants Beijing to pressure Pyongyang to tone down its war threats. NPR's Louisa Lim reports the talks are being described as constructive, but it's not clear if the Chinese will take a hard line against North Korea.
It's not at all a given that China will change its policy. I mean, China's top priority is stability, and it wants the status quo. It wants North Korea as a buffer state between it and South Korea, so it might not be willing to do anything that might destabilize North Korea.
NPR's Louisa Lim in Beijing. The judge in the trial of ousted President Hosni Mubarak recused himself today and ordered the case be assigned to another judge. Mubarak faces charges of complicity in the killings of hundreds of demonstrators against his rule. A previous conviction was overturned. A fresh controversy has erupted at the military commissions at Guantanamo Bay. NPR's Dina Temple Raston reports the prosecution may have had what it calls accidental access to defense documents.
The Pentagon says that when prosecution teams at Guantanamo realized they had access to hundreds of thousands of emails by the defense, they immediately called tech people to safeguard the correspondence. And the spokesman said prosecuting attorneys knew from the headers on the emails that there was some mistake, so they didn't read them for content. They would be bound ethically not to read any further if they realized it was privileged communication. The email breach prompted the chief judge at the military commissions to postpone upcoming commissions hearings. The episode comes just weeks after the commissions held several days of hearings to determine whether a third party was listening in on attorney-client conversations at the military base. That investigation is ongoing. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
It only took 30 seconds for the House of Representatives to pass a bill undoing large parts of what's called the Stock Act, designed to prevent insider trading in Congress and the executive branch. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
The bill to undo parts of the Stock Act passed by unanimous consent in the House in a largely empty chamber with none of the debate most measures get. It passed in a similar fashion the day before in the Senate. There had been some narrow concerns that the financial disclosures required by the Stock Act would be problematic for some executive branch employees. But Lisa Rosenberg, a lobbyist for the Sunlight Foundation, says that rather than passing a narrow fix, Congress reversed significant parts of the law.
This is just a major loss for people who believe in good government, people who are trying to root out corruption in government, and a major win for the status quo.
The Stock Act passed overwhelmingly last year after a 60 Minutes story brought attention to the possibility of congressional insider trading. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You know, the life of being a talk radio show host, it's a tough one. It really and truly is. Especially if you are the executive producer, you are the anchor, you are the person that puts together all the production material. It's tough. Because not only do you have to be creative in your thought process and thinking, you have to come up with topics that people want to hear you talk about. Extremely difficult. It's one of the toughest things I've ever had to do. And that's why I take my hat off to those who do this on a day-to-day basis, those who do this for a profession. You have to come up with topics that will keep the public's interest. Because here on the TGRS Radio Network, on BTR, it's all about, hey, you pay, you play. We pay to be here. No big deal. So there's no sponsors. There are not people who are banging at the door saying that if you don't achieve a certain amount of numbers, we are going to pull your show. That's pressure for you. So that means that your topics have to be on point, because in order for people to listen to you, in order for sponsors to be paid, for folks to be able to make a living that you are responsible for and that you report to, your topics have to be off the chain. Because if they're off the chain, people stay interested. And once again, that's why I have the utmost respect for those who do this on a daily basis. Even if you're not being paid, once again, coming up with topics is a tough thing to do. But I've always said that radio is the most intimate form of media. It really and truly is. People can say things on radio that they normally won't say on television. Television is a more structured environment. You know, you have your things you have to do at certain points of the show. But radio is a little different. Radio gives you the ability to be who you are. Radio gives you the ability to let your hair down, per se, and be able to do those types of things. You know, I sit back and I think about how all the people who listen to our show, they feel that they know us. When people call in, they say, hey, Jay, what's going on? What's up, Mr. Elias? People feel that they know us because we are coming to them in some shape, form, or fashion. In some cases, if you're listening every day. If you listen on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so be it. But you feel that you know us. And that's good, because we feel the same way, especially for those callers who calls in on a normal basis. So, once again, all the much respect for those who are in this business. Much respect for those who are participants in this business. Because you as a listener, you are a participant in this business. Because you hear us say this all the time, without y'all, there would be no us. Why would we sit and talk and do all the things that we do if people weren't listening? If people weren't genuinely interested in what we had to say? Just something that every now and then you think about. It's food for thought. Like I always say, that's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L.A.S.?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
What's crack-a-lackin' with your black ass, Mr. L.A.S.? How you be today, my brother?
I am doing well. I am doing very well.
Are you doing so well where now we don't have to worry about you going to the hospital again? Are you past that moment?
You're never past that moment, okay? It can happen at any moment.
Well, you know what I mean, Mr. Elias. Of course you're never past that moment.
Well, that's what you just asked me, you dumbass.
Okay, man, listen, man, don't start this. I am trying to provide the circle of life, and here you go again.
Hell. Go to hell, let's go to the next person. I've had
okay, anyway.
Your black ass already.
Oh, wow. This is early. This is even early for us. Okay, Mr. Elias, what have you done today, Mr. Elias?
Not a damn thing. I'm recuperating. What the hell? Why would you ask me something stupid like that?
Well, maybe you could have, hey, Mr. Elias, you could have barbecued today.
Dumb.
You could have rearranged your closet today. You could have washed your closet today. I don't know what you did.
That's productive for mankind. Come on.
I didn't ask you. Go back and listen to the tape. I didn't ask you what did you do for mankind. I asked you what did you do today.
What did you do? What do you do productive today for mankind? What you usually ask me.
That's not what I asked you today, though.
What I did was I'm recuperating. That's what the hell I did.
Well. That's great, man. All right. Well, you know, listen. Thank you, Mr. Elias. It's time to move on. Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Thank you. It's my turn.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's raining men. It's raining men for Ernest.
I'm going to go out. I'm going to let myself out.
I'm talking.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We are ready. What's up, Big E? How you doing, brother?
Well, what's up, Big J, Mr. Elias? How are you fine gentlemen doing this evening?
What's so damn funny? Why are you laughing, Ernest?
Well, because of your hello there. I didn't know where the comma was and where the period was, so I was just waiting it out, you know. So I'm great, though.
Well,
Let me be honest. I'm good. I'm always happy to be here, despite you being a jackass most of the time on Facebook and otherwise. I am so damn tired today, though, man. I'm just tired today.
Well, man, you were in, why are you tired?
I may not have any fight in me, so you can get all your one-liners and yucks and you can
really?
Get
okay,
all
good.
In
That's
tonight
good.
Because
That's good.
I may not have the energy to fight back on it.
Well, okay, so why are you tired today, Ernest?
Just, it's just household things, just doing things around the house. I really dug in. I was cleaning out cabinets. There's stuff in the kitchen, you know, when you got spices in there from 10 years ago. I was cleaning out the cleaned out the fridge. I cooked a big ham because our friend Alex is over tonight. Cooked a big ham, baked some sweet potatoes, broccoli, you know, the whole bit. And so just a lot going on all day long, and I'm already tired. You know, been to the store to pick up things. I'm just tired from it now. That's all. I'm just tired. Worn out.
So do you want to go to sleep? Is that what I'm hearing from you? Are you ready to take a nap?
No, I'm not in a sleep mode. I'm just kind of like, I just want to sit in my chair down in the living room and have me a drink, and that's where I want to be for a few hours until I crawl back up here and go to bed. So,
last thing is we need a drunk gay dude on the show. My goodness. All right, Ernest. Well, get your drink on and have some fun. How about that?
Now, I will after the show. Let me just ask you this because you didn't answer me in the chat room, but I think you were did you get my email?
I did
about
get an email
tonight?
From you. Yes, Ernest.
Okay. Well, you didn't acknowledge it, so I was just making sure because I know you're a busy fellow. So I was just following
up. About tonight. What are we doing tonight? I didn't read.
There's a brand new Prince song out. Oh, my switchboard just disappeared. That's great. There's a brand new Prince song that just came out called Fix Your Life Up. And I thought maybe we would premiere it here on ERN and TJRS, maybe at the top of the next hour or something. It's a rocker. You rock out with your cock out on this one, so be ready. It ain't no funky thing. It's four chords and the truth, you know. So it's I like it. But it premiered yesterday on Canadian radio. I recorded it. And I figured let's premiere it tonight on ERN and TJRS and see what, you know, run it up the flagpole, see who salutes it.
Okay, well, then we'll do that. I mean, I didn't read part, but we'll do that. Not a problem. We'll do that at the top.
That was
we'll
the only thing in the email, so I don't know what you were reading.
Well, I just saw I got one from you, and I put it in the trash. I didn't read it, so I just saw it.
There's
hit
one.
Delete. Okay, well, being honest with you.
You are so right, unfunny, man. Moving on?
Oh, we are moving on, yes.
What were you going to say, Ernest? Go ahead.
I'll catch you on the other side.
Oh, my Lord. It's crunching time. Exercise. Oh, yeah.
She needs what?
7 inches.
Well, you might have to do her twice.
Straight from Compton and straight from the Florida prison system, it is a one and only Mumbo BZ and the Heezy. Hey, Mumbo BZ, man.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Mr. Elias, J-Rob.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
Hey, Momo girl, how you doing?
How you doing, girl? How you doing? How does orange jumpsuit feel about
I'm
now?
I'm okay. Yeah.
You don't sound quite like yourself tonight.
Well,
no,
when you're
I'm not. I'm feeling kind of. I feel like bloated. I feel.
Is Aunt Flo visiting or is it something else?
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Is Aunt Flo visiting or is it something else?
I don't know what it is.
Is it just today you're feeling that way?
Yeah, just today. I don't know. I'm thinking it's gonna all change though. You know, even when I get on and start cutting up with you guys. But I just feel like
Listen, you start laughing with us, you might just fart that business out by the end of the show. You might be all right. This is where you need to be.
Right?
We're a community radio show.
A fun story after all. I feel like I just need to press my stomach in and just let it work.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Momo, we thank you. That's too much TMI.
Wow.
Thank you very much. All right, listen. It is 17 minutes after hours.
Wait.
What?
How could that be TMI? I'll just tell you how.
Especially after Wednesday's show.
Yes. How dare you? You don't want to go around sniffing farts, and now you're talking about
TMI. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
As a fart sniffer.
A little bloaty, and I want to share it with you guys. You gonna move on? Like I said something wrong?
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Sure,
you feel a little bloaty tonight. Thank you. That means that there could be yes all night from you. Yes. Oh my goodness! Get the lights all out. Get the lights all out. Take your drawers behind that one. That one didn't sound too good.
I got a coupon for some Febreze. Somebody needs to run to the store.
Just a Febreze. Febreze, my kneesy. That's going to be your new intro.
Well, you can't breeze it. You can't breeze it out yet until Jay sniffs it all up.
Hey, kiss my ass.
You are so nasty.
Yeah, whatever. All right, it is 18 minutes after the hour. It's the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. We're glad you guys are in the house with us on a beautiful weekend. Before we get into 10 good minutes, though, we haven't done this in a long time. Let's do some weather reporting. All right, Ernest, tell us, man, what's going on, man, in the big New York, big state of dreams?
Oh, I'm not in New York. I'm in upstate New York in Albany. But right now, it has been cloudy for days. We actually had freezing rain the other day. Right now, it's cloudy, 49, no wind, so it's tolerable. I was out in T-shirt and shorts today, and I was perfectly comfortable. So 49, overcast, cloudy. Anytime it wants to move out, it's fine by me.
All righty, Mr. LS, man, what's going on up north, man, in the great state of the N-I-N-D, 219?
It's the overcast day, man. 48, 49 degrees. Nice, not too bad, you know.
All right, Momo BZ in the Heezy. What's going on in the Lake County? What's going on down in Florida?
Okay, currently it's very hot. It's 81 degrees. Feels like 85.
Oh.
And,
killing me.
I think I'm getting ready to go to the pool. That's what I think I'm going to do.
Mama, I'm going to come visit your
you
ass for a week. I'm going
to
come hang out with you for a week.
Come on down. Come on down.
Let me tell you something. If me and Momo hung out for a week, we would either have the best time in the world or we would kill each other. It'd be one of the... Because that heifer would keep me up all night talking.
Pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by the Rib Zone. 10 Good Minutes is where we kind of spend time talking about some things that are off topic, you know, just doing what we do before we get into the show. And let me tell you something. Now, I'm not sure how many people who listens to this show are fans of golf, Mr. Elias, but you hear about this whole thing that's going on with Tiger Woods, how he lost two shows?
Yes.
Okay, give me your thoughts on that. I just wanted to know, but what do you think? Do you think this is a preferential treatment for the world's number one golfer?
Nah. You know, come on. Because what did he do? He lost two shows because he did something illegal. What did he do illegal?
Well, what happened was, you know, I didn't know this. I learned this just by watching this whole episode play out. Basically, when people watch the Masters, folks can call into the Masters tournament and say, hey, we think a player has done something illegal, whether if they're viewing or watching it on TV. So apparently when Tiger Woods hit a shot in the water, and so you have to drop it in one of three places. He dropped it in the first spot, but what he did was he dropped it 2 yards away from the spot where he should have dropped it. And so according to the rule, he should have been disqualified. So they came back and said, well, we kind of talked about this already. We didn't think Tiger knew the rules, so we're going to give him a pass, but we're going to give him a two-stroke penalty.
How did he not know the rules?
But then Tiger admitted.
I'm not saying he purposely broke them, but come on. How does Tiger Woods not know the rules of golf?
That's like Donovan McNabb didn't know that, there was only one overtime during the regular season. I mean, you know, you play games, man. You don't know all the damn rules. There's so many different rules. But in this case, people are saying the reason why he was let go, or they decided to let him play because he's Tiger. And I'm saying, okay. You know, here we go. Here's why it's really catching news is because there's a 14-year-old kid that made the cut for the weekend, and he was assessed a one-stroke penalty because he was taking too long. And everybody was saying, why are you going after this kid? This kid is a 14-year-old. Let the guy play. But all of a sudden, Tiger breaks the rule, and, hey, you know, he's Tiger Woods. So, anyway.
Is that the kid from China?
Yes.
His name's like Guan Tainang or something like that.
I thought it was Wong Tong Soup. I didn't know what his name was.
Because that's not racial at all.
It's not. It really isn't. It really isn't. I'm using opinions of those of mine and mine alone. So that was what I wanted to get your opinion on that. Let me tell y'all something else that happened to me today, and tell me if I was right for this, Ms. Delias, because I always go to you for this opinion. I was in Walmart today, right? And this chick walked by, bro. And she had some fine ass, I mean, she had a big, fat, juicy tail on her, right? So as she walked by, Miss Elias, she had kids with her. As she walked by, man, you know, I took a look at her tail, man, and her little 7-year-old boy turned around and caught me.
Okay.
So her son caught you looking at her ass?
Huh?
Her son caught you looking at his mama's ass.
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. Just making clear.
But here's the part where I need to figure out, did I scar the kid for life? Because this is what I want to know, Ms. Elias. Should I have stopped looking right then and there when the kid caught me? Should I have played it off and looked somewhere else? Or should I just continue to do what I actually did? I kept looking. I said, hell with you. Your mama got a big dunky dunk on you.
Well, I don't think you scarred him for life, because when he gets older, he's going to start looking at women's asses too, so... I mean, it is what it is.
It takes a village.
Yeah.
Hey, Mama B, let me ask you something, baby. How would you feel if your child caught somebody looking at your tatas?
Her child probably caught people doing that all the time. Have you seen her tatas?
I would feel exactly.
Come on.
And children catch them. Like my daughter tells me all the time. My daughter doesn't like it. She doesn't like when men look. He's staring at you. He's staring at you. I said, Mia, what do you want me to do? He's going to look. Men are going to look. But he's staring. There's a difference between looking and staring. And
maybe he's thirsty.
What can you do? I mean, there you know. I'm sure if his mother's butt was big enough to make you do a double take, I'm sure you're not the first
yes.
one. And I'm sure
I got a crook in my neck. I got a crook in my neck. It was so I had a crook in my neck. I ain't going to lie to you. I was like, good googly, moogly, moogly.
Now,
oh,
J-Rod, let
damn.
Me ask you something, man.
Yes.
When the kid caught you, because I don't know if you said this, when the kid caught you, did you keep looking or did you look away? Like
I kept looking.
He kept looking.
Oh, well, then that's
it.
What I was going to say. Just keep looking. I mean, I would have just winked at him like, hey, you know your mom is hot. I know she's hot, too. Because if you see if you wink at the child,
he'll
feel a little camaraderie with you. You know, like your bud, like you wink at him, it's like, hey, how you doing, buddy? If you wink at him, then you're cool with him. If you try to slough it off, he's going to nail you in a hot second. Kids will read your mail in a hot second. So if you just kept looking, I would have winked and just kept going, man.
It
just like,
reminded me of that little dude.
Ernest wanted you to give him the little thumbs up. Yeah.
look, it reminded me
I
of that
said,
little Super Bowl.
You let me get with your mom. I'll make another one look just like you.
Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, can I talk now? Thank you.
Oh, yeah, because your stuff's so much damn funnier. Go ahead. Let's see how funny
well,
you
know,
are.
Thank you very much. It reminded me of the Doritos commercial. Remember that Super Bowl Doritos commercial when the dude came over talking about some, little man? He said, you better keep your hands. What did he say? Keep your hands off my mama and keep your hands off my Doritos. That's what it reminded me of. So, I don't feel guilty because that's the thing that got me was, okay, I'm trying to think. Can I ever remember when someone looked at my mom's booty, man, and I called them?
Well, why would you feel guilty, though? Where would the guilt lie? What could happen that would make you feel guilty?
Because
she's
a mother.
You're looking at a woman.
She's a mother. She's an authoritary figure.
So
she is the apple of that guy's eye.
Who cares? I said, who cares if she's a mom or not? It doesn't mean you're disrespecting her. I mean, you're not grinding on her in front of her child. Or something. You're just looking.
But when you look at her with your tongue hanging out, that's not disrespectful?
Nah, it's not.
Because I was like,
that's just juvenile. You're like a 2-year-old wanting something to drink when you're
crazy.
Doing that, you know?
Yeah. I was like, I know why you got all those kids, girl. What did Robert Harris say, Mr. Elias, boy? What did he say about chicks with big booties? What did he say, Mr. Elias?
Well, he said, that's why brothers got Cadillacs.
There it is. I didn't think she had a Volkswagen, baby, but she was a mamacita. Mamacita, señorita. Oh, man. Woo! Anyway.
Okay,
so I just wanted to. What? So I don't feel bad. I shouldn't feel bad, basically.
Yeah, you shouldn't feel bad.
Okay, well, thanks, Curtis. Okay,
so
Curtis.
Hey,
listen.
She was what?
She would catch me looking at their boyfriends all the time, so.
Well, that's, no comment.
Well, I ain't touching, but if I'm looking down at his butt, I've had girls catch me looking at their man's, whatever. I just look at him or. No, I'm not staring at his crotch, but I'm like looking at him and, usually if people catch someone's attention, you look away. But if you stay on somebody for more than a second or two, they know you're staring. And I'm like, girl, I can have your man. Don't look at me crazy.
What the hell
I slept with a lot of married men in the
house.
Man.
Right, look, we have about a minute
there's
left.
There's a whole lot going on in the produce section of Price Chopper. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, God. We have a minute left. Let me ask you something, Ernest, here, real quick. Momo B posted a picture of you on my Facebook page. Did you see that?
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Go to my Facebook page, everyone, and tell me if that's not Ernest.
I've seen stuff on your Facebook page. I was there last night arguing with your dumbass. There's no picture of me on your Facebook page. And the only pictures that Momo B would have of me were ones I've already put on the internet anyway. So what am I looking at?
Because it was this big dude, man, naked, man, with his feet turned up like twinkle toes. And I was like, he looked just like your ass. That wasn't you. I thought it was you. And I'm being serious, too.
Well, then you're an idiot because that didn't look anything like
you. Well, then you know what? You're an idiot, too. Yeah, you fat punk. You go to hell. How about
that? You're an idiot because you think all white people look alike. That's racial.
That's not racial. You look like that, too.
That is racial because white people look alike to T-double-D Jakes.
You want to go there now? You want to go there? You know what? Listen, it is time for a break.
All white fat guys look like me. We all look alike. So what's the name?
Shut your ass up. All right, look. The phone lines will be open after the break. All right, 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by...
10 Good Minutes on the Saturday edition has been sponsored by the Rib Zone, home of the $14.95 all-you-can-eat barbecue rib buffet. Do we have to say anymore? They're at 5020 Highway 78 inside the Best Western across from Arby's with that fake barbecue shit. Tell them that the crew of the Saturday edition on the TJRS Radio Network sent you. Baby, pull up a plate, sit down, and have you some barbecue, the best in Memphis, Tennessee. That's what I'm talking
muted.
About.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager here at the Weather Channel. Looks pretty good as we head on through this weekend, at least in the eastern part of the U.S., with milder weather starting now, return to Atlanta, some thunderstorms Orlando, but 75 Atlanta, New York 62, and up to the north here, this is where we're going to watch. Our upper level low come on through. The Rockies seeing some snow today in the northern Rockies, and Sunday is when we're really going to see the impacts. We'll see rain showers across the southeast, maybe in the afternoon, Atlanta at 71 degrees, and New Orleans showers, thunderstorms, stronger severe storms possible. But then we've got this upper level low coming out, and that could produce a heavy stripe of snow fall through parts of eastern Montana, North Dakota, northern Minnesota, with some icing in between, or just to the south around Minneapolis, Chicago. It's all rain at 71 in the morning. Dallas, 85 degrees. Los Angeles, you'll be at 60. But this area to the north will see some more snowfall. Bismarck, 31 degrees. It could be multiple inches of snow.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
Here and dance over here, everybody combining in a Babylon.
funky, all right, to the rhythm. Bounce to the beat, I'm seeing some hitting. Ladies, let your body go.
Crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
You can't have my cornbread, that's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree gonna begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, then get the taste out your mouth, that's for damn sure. Because I'm from New York City, nobody take no cornbread from me. And that goes for you and any other you motherfucking farmers wanna try some shit. You fuck around with me, it's gonna be consequences and repercussions.
What did you say, nigga?
Saturday. Don't speak English.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
I used to move a legal substance on the street.
You got my 40, homie.
I thought you had $200.
I do. But I want to spend Red's money.
Hey, man, why y'all didn't help me?
And I'm high.
Until further notice, this station will not be broadcasting news and information for your area.
Welcome back, folks. It is 37 minutes after the hour. It's the Jay Ryle Show. Beautiful Saturday. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. And, of course, I'm the only one and only Jay Ryle. But I'm here with my boy, Mr. L to the E to the S. What's up, that big daddy?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
And, of course, I'm here with the fantabulous Momo Beezy in the Heezy for Breezy.
Sheezy. Sheezy. My new.
Yeah. And, of course, Big E's in the house. What's up, Big E?
Here I come. That is actually what I say before I orgasm.
Oh, my God.
No. Okay. Well, I don't know what to say.
I was imitating Jay Ryle at the top of the show. He said, here we come.
Oh.
That is not.
I didn't say that part, though. No. All right, so anyway, listen. I didn't say that last part you said.
No, you didn't.
All right, phone lines are now open. And so I think if the phone lines are open, let's get to a phone call. We have somebody here. Let's get to them. 347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
Now, we have a very lovely Cynthia on the line.
Ooh, Scent. What's up, Scent girl? How you doing, baby?
Hi.
Hello, Cynthia. Hi. How you doing, baby?
Fine. How are you?
You're on, Cynthia. Yes.
Are
you just calling to check up on everybody, or?
Yeah, you're here, Cynthia. Well, yours, baby. Time's yours, girl. What's going on, baby?
Yeah, what's going on?
You called in and you forgot what you wanted to say.
And she brought some Aqua Boogie with her.
Yeah, she did. I was great. Yeah,
it
is. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Well, all right, hold on. Okay, well, just hang on for a second, Cynthia. You'll think of it. We're going to make you an honorary member for this second set here. So just hang on for a second, and if you think of it, just chime in. Today, your fantasy of being a radio show co-host starts right now.
Jesus.
Welcome in, girl. Welcome in. All right, so now, as Cynthia collects her thoughts, our new co-host for the next 30 minutes or so, we're going to get into the QOD, the question of the day. Now, before we do that, though, let me ask you guys a question. Who made that song during the Get High song? I bet you guys don't know who it was. I'm going to you, Mr. Elias, because you're the music guy. Who made that song?
I didn't. Jay, to be honest, I was moving around and didn't pay attention to the song, man.
Oh, thank you, Miss Elias. You could have just said, I don't know, but you wanted to make sure that your record stayed intact and make us look bad that you weren't even listening during the break. Thank you, Miss Elias. All right, what about you, Momo Beezy from Niheezy, from Kalamazizi? Do you know who made that song?
I have no idea who that was.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Ernest isn't here because he's usually doing his own thing. I know Ernest.
I only heard the last 30 seconds, so I really didn't get a good feel to know who
Okay,
it
but
was.
I know
Sorry.
You know who it is. Because I'm pretty sure you used to jump. They used to jump off in the 90s. Now, tonight we are playing music from the 90s, but at the top of the next break, we're going to feature Prince's new song. Now, let me say this about Prince. A part of me is a little pissed off at Prince.
Well, let's hear
it. The reason why I am is because if you go on YouTube, you can't find any of Prince's stuff on YouTube. So apparently he must have done something to say to YouTube, listen, you can't put my stuff out there. You can't find his stuff.
Old news,
you can't
though,
find more Jay's stuff.
Going after YouTube for years now.
Is
there was
right?
a very famous law case, which you may or may not have heard of, where a woman or a family had videotaped their, I think their 3-year-old or 4-year-old, dancing to Let's Go Crazy. And Prince saw it, said that it was copyright infringement, and had the video yanked down. Because
is that right?
His song was in it, and he wasn't getting paid for it. Even though it was like a 30-second video of a child dancing to his music, it's just a family putting up a video, Prince went after him and made YouTube take the video down. So Prince is an asshole.
If Prince is about
stuff.
His money,
I really
is about
pisses me
his
off about
money.
Prince doing that stuff.
Wow. Well, you know what? Guess what's
going to
happen?
And that was
happen.
Years
We're
ago.
Not...
It's been going on. Yeah, it's been going. That was, what is this, 2013? That was probably 4 or 5 years ago. And he's always went after people for doing that. So I and there's a thing called fair use. It's the law. It's fair use, and you can use a certain, like, 30 seconds of a song for commentary, editorial purposes, educational purposes, documentary purposes, things like that. And that could have fallen under this 30-second video or 40 seconds or whatever it was. You know, because the people are technically documenting their lives. That music just happens to be playing. It wasn't a clip of the video. It was just the CD playing. And Prince got his, purple panties in a twist. So I think he needs to chill out with it. Ain't nobody getting paid from YouTube like that anyway. What's he bitching about?
You know, okay. See, now, okay, just because you just said that, guess what? We're not doing
Hello?
March Day. Or we're not doing the time. Oh, and,
Here everybody go.
First of all, you can find some music by Morris Day on there. It's not like it's all the time.
Well, okay, listen,
you can
the time.
On there.
Look, Ernest is crazy. Where did everybody go? Look, he laying all by himself.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Look, he done went crazy. Look, that's Ernest. He gone. Just Ernest has messed up something. So anyway, Cynthia, you're still here, baby, but you had some noise going on. I turned your mic off. Let me turn you back on. Turn you back on here. All right, so listen. Now that I found that out, we're not doing the time. We're not going
to
do it. Because,
wait. Are you talking
because
I had noise?
That's still Cynthia. Let me put her on mute. We'll check back with her here in a sec.
Let me tell you something. You had her on with the mic open. You don't even know who she is. Do you know her?
Hold on, homegirl. You don't be telling us who we can come in and who can't come in and all that. Somebody's going to act like you somebody, woman or something. You may be our radio girlfriend, but don't get it twisted, girlfriend. Don't get it twisted. I can't believe you had her mic on. I can't believe that heifer 2 steps up. I can't believe that heifer was on the line. Put your black girl thoughts back in your head, woman.
Anyway, back to
yes.
time. You can find some of their music on YouTube. So what's the big deal?
Listen. The time, Prince wrote a lot of that stuff. You can't find the time stuff out there. You can find Morris Day, but you can't find the time.
Okay,
no,
so you can find some Morris Day stuff. Morris Day is just good.
Okay, well, okay, would it be Morris Day? Because I'm telling you, that pissed me off.
Okay, well, I'm already.
Stop.
What?
Stop. If it was up to the time, they probably would have left that music out there. Say, don't.
What,
don't
but okay, but that ain't the point, Miss Elliott. That's not the point.
Yes, it is. As you told the baby out with the bathwater. You know.
Can I make a suggestion?
I'm scared now. Hell, a press may see that on Facebook and come after us. You notice I said that. Yes, Ernest, what's your question?
Oh, no, I didn't have a question. I was going to say, there's another website called Daily Motion that has videos as well, and I find, like, Prince bootleg stuff on there, like concert videos from 20 years ago and videos and all kinds of stuff. So check out a website called Daily Motion. And you might be more likely to find some time. I found time stuff when they used to be on SNL a couple times and on The Tonight Show. And, you know, but Prince is just a dick.
Yeah.
I love Prince,
well,
but he's a dick with the stuff.
I'm going to see what I can do. I'm going to hit you later. I'm going to see what I can do about this.
Hey, Miss
Elliott.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you. I'm sorry.
Deb can hear you.
Sorry.
Well, thank you, Ernest. I'm glad. Yes, I'm going to see what I can do. I have a lot of DJ friends that have mixes, and I'm going to see if I can get a time mix. And I'll be, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, we got it. Thank you, Mommy. Appreciate you. Thank you for doing that. You're the greatest of all time. Hey, is Linus in the chat room?
Yes, she is.
Oh, girl, what's up, baby? I haven't seen you in a very long time. All right, let's get into it, QLD. She left?
Yeah, exactly. When you were saying that, she actually logged out. So maybe she's just having a connection problem. We'll wait and see if she comes back.
Okay. All right, so is she back?
I don't know.
Okay.
Let's get to the QLD.
The question of the day.
This is such a deep question.
I know. All right, the QLD, the question of the day. We're asking, okay, things that men should continue to do for women, right? Even if these women are powerful women, even if these women make more money than they do, even if these women are their bosses, that's what we want to do. So we want to talk about those types of things. So that's it, 347-850-1272. Call us to QLD, the question of the day. Name some things that men should continue to do for women, regardless of their pay grade, their position, and, you know, all that other stuff. Miss Elliott.
Yes.
Should men give me some things men should continue to do for women, even if they're more powerful than they are.
Open the doors, treat them like a woman, man.
But wait a minute, but you have women that want to be on equal terms with guys.
Okay, but I'm saying treat like she's a woman. You know,
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Let's say that you go to dinner with a female. This chick makes six digits. You make $50,000 a year. Who should buy dinner?
I'll buy dinner. If I ask her out, I'm buying dinner. That's why.
Yeah, whoever asks who out should buy dinner, probably.
All right. Well, I don't know about that.
After the first couple of times,
you still get a paycheck? You can't afford to go out to dinner? You can't afford to take a lady out to dinner?
When I'm knocking them drawers out that night, I ain't gonna treat her no different than I treat her if she was making $10,000 a year. I'm a knock.
You ain't gonna be knocking out nothing. Okay, but you riding around in a Pinto, she riding around in a Benz, and you gonna pay for dinner. Whose car should you go in?
You show up in a Corolla.
Or whose car should you drive?
Mine. I don't care.
Look, what if she say I'm too good to ride in that raggedy piece of mess? I want to ride in my Benz.
Well, but it's a raggedy piece of mess.
I drive mine. How about that? And now, when I'm knocking a hole out the bottom of that thing that night, tell me how you like it.
Shut your ass up.
Oh, my
look,
God.
Miss
Elias has been listening to some time. Listen to him talk.
Yeah,
like
you
can.
Yeah, you got a heart condition.
Knock the bottom out of those drawers.
Lay it out in the middle of the floor. All right, let's see if Cynthia. Okay, Cynthia, listen. We have the QOD on the table, baby. Do you have any comments about the QOD, baby?
I definitely do.
Okay, baby, we're listening.
I respect the gentleman, Mr. Elias, because...
You don't say that. Don't say that.
I admire freaking with confidence.
There you go.
Hello. Cynthia, baby. I know that sometimes... Cynthia, where are you calling from?
I'm in California.
You're in California. See, I know sometimes the sun shines too much out there, and you get, like, you know, sunbeam damage to your eyes, and your head be hurting. I know that's probably what happened to you when you made that comment about Miss Billy S. Why don't you put some shades on and put a cap on? Stay in the shade for about 15 minutes, and let's ask you that question again.
Yeah,
how about if we do that?
Cynthia, that's why I know I love you, baby. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Tell the truth.
Okay.
Hi there. Six is for sex.
You send me swinging. Oh, you send me swinging.
Oh, hell.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't saying that. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Dick after dick after dick.
I was
watch your mouth.
Six is for sex.
You didn't leave?
No, she didn't leave.
I stayed there.
See, look, see, she's funny. She didn't leave. Who the hell am I leaving? Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress with no drawers on. I'm staying here enjoying myself.
Six is for sex.
Ah, oh, damn, Miss Terry. Hey, girl.
Hey.
I'm so damn happy.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. Hi, everybody. I don't know who's on, but hi, everybody.
Hey, Miss Terry.
Hi, Miss Terry.
Hey,
the usual. The usual suspects. That's who's
usual
on
suspects,
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, sorry, Miss Terry.
Okay,
you
I
heard
where
it.
She's at.
The question is here, Miss Terry. Okay, you know, you're a female. Okay, look, let me ask you something. If you have a guy that you're dating, you make three times as much money as this guy.
Aye.
Look at him as an aye. You a thug underneath. You an undercover thug, aren't you? Him as an aye. And I don't know what I'm going
to
say.
This probably happened to her.
You can just stop. Well, you know, she dated them young dudes. They ain't got time to work themselves with the corporate ladder. So you're probably dealing with mailroom boys right about now.
Mailroom boys. That's what I'm
going to say. So here's the deal, Miss Terry. So if you date these guys, what's wrong with you if he even asks you, let's say a guy asks you out, right? Do you even offer to pay the bill? If you were a woman that made all this money, you made a hell of a lot more money than he, would you even offer to pay the bill?
And he called me, to be this straight, he called me for an hour a day. He called
Here
me
comes.
For a day, right?
Wow.
He
yes,
asked
he
you
did.
Out.
Yes.
Then he would be paying for it.
Thank
you. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Regardless of
Would you offer? That's my question. Would you offer?
First and foremost, he won't be knowing how much I pay, how much I make, or how much money I got.
Oh, yes, he will. Trust me.
He knows how much money you're saving by not buying underwear.
If he's on his game, if he's on his game, he knows. Trust me, he knows. Let me tell you what this woman told me that makes a lot of money. She said, listen, the reason why, she said under normal circumstances, because of her position, she's so used to paying for dinners and stuff like that because she does a lot of business stuff. She said, but when she goes out on a date, she doesn't want to question a man's manhood. So she says she don't even offer because she feels that if she offers, she will offend the man.
I just thought of that when you were just before you said that. I thought, you know, a lot of women would do that, and it may be emasculating to the man. So if a woman is sensitive to that, then maybe she wouldn't offer to pay at all, even if she does make three times what he makes.
That's right. So what do you think about that? So, Mr. Elias, would you get offended if a female said, hey, let me go ahead and pay for it. I got it. Would you be offended? Would you be offended?
Nah, I would be offended, Jay, but you know something? I'm gonna take the bill anyway first, you know, and pay for it. So I'll even pay for the doing that. So, you know, but it's
so
I would be offended. I wouldn't be offended at all.
So you will pay the bill first. Uh-oh. I have a microphone.
Oh, you have a microphone problem? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Mic check, one, two. Mic check. I thought it was a mic problem. Mic check, one, two. Mic check.
You're having some crumb problems.
Mic check. Mic check, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 5.
Your microphone's problem is it's got cracker crumbs all over it. That's your microphone problem.
3, 4, 7, 8, 5, 0. 1272. It's 5 before the hour. J Rock Show coming up next. We're going to go ahead and debut this song by Prince, even though now it's official. I am on a Prince boycott. I'm done with him. Because if a baby was dancing to your music, that means that they're fans of yours, which means they probably bought your, if they have your CD playing in the background, they probably bought it, because white people usually pay for stuff, and we as black people don't. We get bootleg copies.
Yeah, so, we pay a lot for stuff because you people don't pay for it.
Watch it, homeboy. Watch it, homie. Watch it, homie. There you go. There you
people
stuff. There you go. There you go.
Continuing what you said, man.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and continue how my problem is. I'm going to tell you how my problem is.
Put your fat face in that bag of chips.
Mike took one, too. Mike took one, too. All right.
Speaking of bootleg, I went to the store today, the bootleg store. They didn't have nothing, but, man, I swear, this girl was flirting with me like hell, and I was like, what the hell is wrong with her? I couldn't understand it, man, because it was like,
I couldn't either.
Doing it, you know? It was
she was looking at you?
Dude, she was like, hey.
Was she a crackhead?
Hey. Nah, it's good. Nah. You know?
Why was she looking at you then?
Mama B, why are you laughing? You got a thing for me.
Sir,
I
just
want
to know why was she looking at you? I'm just trying to figure that part out.
Hey, man, I guess she's seen quality in a brother that she like. Instead of saying,
she must be Stevie Wonder's sister in no damn way.
And I wasn't in my stunner car. I was in my old truck, man. It was like, she's like, how you doing? And she said about four times, like, and so I was in the hospital and stuff. I'm doing great. How you doing?
So what happened?
I walked out. I didn't do anything.
How old was she? Was she in? Would you have hit it?
And yeah, how she looked? Was she a cracker?
No, she looked pretty nice, actually. You know, I'll go back next week.
Really?
But I just
thought pretty nice.
Follow up next week.
Pretty nice.
Let me ask you, Miss Ellis. Did she have a cane with a red tip on it and some sunshades? No.
It wasn't
one of them walkers with
kind of
balls
Jay,
on the bottom of it.
That's what you're asking. It wasn't none of your usual kind of women.
Usual kind of women. Let me tell you something, brother. When I walk, I turn heads, big guy. You better get it straight over.
Yeah,
you better get it
down
straight.
Yeah, they're thinking, how fat is that motherfucker?
Hey, Mr. Everybody asked you to laugh. That wasn't that damn funny.
I know the look you're getting because I get them, too.
No, homeboy, like, don't even put me in the same weight class that you. We're not the same weight class there, fat boy.
When he first started,
I'm not overweight.
He wasn't
I'm
that
just
fat, was he?
What, Miss Elliott? Yeah, I forgot. I forgot, man. You're a regular Richard Simmons, your damn self. All right, listen, it is time to feature the new. What is the name of the song again, Ernest?
It's all one word. It's called Jamie Fix Your Life Up.
It's called Fix Your What Up?
Fix Your Life Up. It's all one word.
Fix Your Life Up.
Fix Your Life Up.
Let me ask you, Ernest. Hold on now. We just had this discussion about Prince. Let me put this disclaimer out here right now. Ernest stole this song, Prince, and your representatives. And if you want to come out to somebody, come out to his ass.
Hey, listen,
because
you know what?
I don't know.
Shouldn't have put it on the radio yesterday. I'm putting it on the radio today. So.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go.
you love. Don't make this complicated. You know it's true. Don't make us put somebody else in for you.
That's it. Fix Your Life Up from Prince. You heard it here first. What'd you think?
Miss Elias, what did you think about it, Miss Elias?
I thought it sucked, to be honest.
Y'all are a tough audience.
Boy, that was horrible. Miss Terry, what did you think about that?
You know,
you need to go on and put that on your bumpy list, Claire. That was raggedy. That's new.
It just great. I recorded that off of Canadian radio yesterday. It was a premiere.
Isn't he some type of preacher or something?
A preacher?
No,
he's
not a preacher.
He's a Jehovah's Witness.
He's a Jehovah's
Witness.
Okay.
He thinks he's a preacher.
He thinks he's a preacher. I like when black artists, like when En Vogue did Free Your Mind or Janet Jackson did Black Cat. I love when black artists do rock music. There's something different about it than when, like, Bon Jovi does rock music. When black people do rock music, I love it. So in stereo instead of on BTR, it sounds great. I like it. I like when Prince rocks out because he's a great guitar player. I love when he shreds
like that. I like rock music, but hey,
that sucked.
Hey, listen, it ain't my song. I don't care if y'all like it or not. I'm just, you know, it's just my opinion. I enjoy, and Prince has been putting out lackluster stuff lately. So for me, this was a little bit of a step up for me.
And the trend continues. Momo B, what do you think about that garbage you just played?
Yeah, I didn't really care for it either. I'm a Prince fan, but maybe something that I think if I listen to the music a little more, like I like instruments also, so maybe it'll grow on me perhaps. But listen, look at me, you're right. I thought you asked me for my opinion.
Hold on, homie. Me and you gonna get it. I see right now there's hostility going on between you.
Stop it! You're both pretty now. Stop fighting.
You know what you are, J-Rowell. You are a bully. That's right. Yes, Momo, you're right.
Oh my God.
See, he likes it because he wants everybody else to say they like it.
Okay, everybody, calm down. It's just a Prince song. It ain't DMSR. Everybody, calm down.
Let's take a break.
Sorry, are we doing a break or not?
Yeah, before we do that, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Yes, we are. Listen, we have an Amber Alert to talk about here. Summer Brown, she's a black female. She's 12 years old. She has brown eyes, black hair. She's about 90 pounds. She was last seen near Cedar Hill, Texas. So if you have any information on this young lady, if you go out to BTR, I think there's a picture out there of her, call 972-230-5785. Once again, that number is 972-230-5785. Once again, her name is Summer Brown. She's a black female, 12 years old, brown eyes, black hair. She weighs about 90 pounds. We'll be back after the break. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the J. Ryle Show on the TGRS Radio Network, online radio at its best.
interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
What time it is?
You gonna eat your cornbread?
Oh, trouble.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Excuse me, brother. What we call drugs is 74 feet Baptist church. We call a city CNC.
Well, around here, between Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow.
Nigga.
All right, folks, it is 10 minutes after the hour. Here's the J. Ryle Show. You're listening to the J. Ryle Show, I should say. 347-850-1272 is the call-in number. 347-850-1272. And, of course, I'm J. Ryle, the big bully man, along with Mr. L.E.S. What's up there, partner?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
And Momo Beezy Vashizi. Hello, Momo.
Fabrizi.
Listen, don't be messing up my thing. If you're going to do that, then just say Momo Beezy here. Hello, Momo B. Hi.
I will wreck your thing given the chance, girl.
Uh-oh. You better calm down, Ernest. You, Ernest, you're going to be in for a surprise. You keep messing with Momo B.
Hey, I ain't afraid of a little slap and tickle. Bring it on, big girl. I ain't afraid of you or your bow tie. Bring it on. I'll bring my own handcuffs. What you talking about? I ain't wearing drawers either. Let's go.
Okay. Keep it up. You keep it up.
All right.
Let's get back
to it. Balled up in the corner.
Girl, I have you bent over so many things. You'll be walking outside. You'll be looking like the letter U when I get done with you.
Uh-oh. What?
Back to you, Big J. I'm sorry, man. We diverted.
No problem. I just want to just make sure you guys get done. I don't want to bully people. So, yes, Ernest. And Ernest is in the house. Hello, Ernest. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Jay. How are you doing this fine evening in the second hour of Saturday edition on Ernest Radio Network and the TJRS Radio Network online radio at its best?
Thank you, Ernest, for that. That was great. And, of course, my favorite person, Miss Terry. Hello, Miss Terry from California. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
You sure? I want to make sure you're comfortable. Are you okay? Can I get you anything?
No. You're still a bully, though, but go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And he's got the clap. He's got the clap.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The QRTV.
We're just going to leave her hanging.
I'm sorry, Mr. Elias.
And Cynthia, how are you doing this evening, darling?
I am excellent, always.
Thank you. All right, go ahead, Jay.
Thank you, Mr. Elias.
No
the
problem.
QOD, the question of the day, we're asking, should men continue to do things for women, nice things for women, even if the woman has more money and bigger position, or, you know, can outright be their boss? And so far, everyone is saying that we should keep traditional values in place, that the man should continue to do things for the woman regardless of how much money she makes and what her position is. Am I speaking out of turn, or am I correct with that?
No, you're right.
No, you sound absolutely right.
Yeah, I think men should still be going down and eating that muff despite how much she makes.
I ain't mad at her.
I ain't mad at it.
Alrighty then. Oh boy. Okay. So anyway, it's 14 minutes after the hour. If you're listening during the weekday, appreciate you guys hanging out with us. And for those who may be listening on other websites, I have not been to Tag. If you can hear my voice, I'm heading there now. Hang tight. I'll be there soon. WCWK. WCWK Radio. Hello. How are you? Welcome in, and I just have a gang full of people here that are the best in the whole wide world. What would I do without my crew? Mr. Elias, what would I do without you, man? I'm just out of curiosity, Miss Elias.
I've been trying to make that happen for years, but I can't, man. For some reason, you just keep coming back up, man. So,
Guess
I'm going to have to check out, you know. And then you'll find out. We had to bust this thing in the upper room.
You know, Momo B, what would I do without you, Momo B?
What would you do without Momo B? Everybody needs a little Momo B in their life.
Really?
They should have it.
That's not the question, though.
Yes. Well, I don't know what you would do without me. I don't know what he would do without me. How would I know? Why don't you tell me?
No,
what would you do without
me? Keep
your drawers
on, man. It's
just
the question.
Why don't you tell me, Jay, what would you do without me? If as of today I stopped coming to the show, I just, like, disappeared. Nobody knew what happened to me. I wasn't responding to Facebook or my phone. What would you do? Like, what really would you do? You tell me what you would do without Momo B.
Well, I think the first thing I would do is I would erase all these damn intros we have of your ass in here. We got about 18 intros to bring you in. That'll give us some board space. Then I think what I would do is reach out to someone and find out where in the hell is Momo B. I think that's what I would
do. We know where she would be because her shipments of illegal substances would have skyrocketed. That's why she can't be on the show. She's busy. She's back in shipping and receiving. That's why she's back in.
Oh, God, wow.
Shipping and receiving. I like that.
That's what
you do.
On your resume.
Get a damn T-shirt that says that. All right, 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line now?
We got Rich Sister on the line.
Oh, boy, when it
Mother
rains,
Mary.
It pours. Oh, hey, Rich Sister, how are you, baby?
I'm doing good. How are you all doing?
Excellent, Rich Sister. Excellent.
Doing great, Rich Sister. Rich Sister, do you think I'm a bully?
Do I think you're going to say it again?
Do you think I'm a bully?
A bully, he's saying, not a boy.
Wow. And the silence
speaks.
No, it's
not like you were saying
golden.
A boy.
No, I'm letting everybody know I'm not a boy, baby. I'm a
well, let her
man,
answer.
Just a man.
That's right, 100%. USDA,
do you think Jay Ryle's a bully?
No comment.
Oh, damn.
No comment.
That's not a no.
Wow. Well, tell us how you really feel. No comment. I don't know where to go with that. I'm a little confused.
You are. What do you mean
point.
Where to go? Maybe you need to seek some help.
Okay, I'm coming to you, and I need help, Dr. Momo B.
Uh-oh.
I have colleagues. They say that I'm a bully. What should I do, Momo B?
Maybe you should let everybody have their own opinion and free will, and stop trying to put your opinions onto others.
Really?
Yes.
Your prognosis. That's it.
Yes. Thank you very much. Yes. When people are talking, you need to sit down, take a break, take a little relaxation, and listen carefully to what they're saying. And then when they're finished, you just say, "Okay, yeah, I value your opinion." Not, "Oh no, you're lying. You're not telling the truth. Oh no, that's not what you would do."
So let me ask you something. So if we just did that, we would have a 30-minute show.
Well, by you also, you want a show where you just fight all the time. That's the type of show you want, because that's what we do. Just because you're trying to get us to say what you want us to say, you could do other things.
Oh, Momo, look,
like?
Momo B's got the right answer.
Here comes King Turtlenecks with his response. Okay, thank you. I'm not giving you any money for that advice, by the way, just to let you know, as I slam the door walking out your damn office. Thank you. I'm going to go down and see can I get some advice from Miss Terry's office.
Walking out the office. Oh, you walking out the house. Okay, goodbye. Make sure you leave your check. Thank you.
I'm not leaving a check. I just told you I ain't leaving your damn thing.
Just make it out the cash.
If you bounce it, you better have on a damn catcher's mitt because it's going to bounce like a rubber ball. All right, let me go down to Miss Terry's office. Knock, knock, Miss Terry. Hello, how are you? My colleagues have told me that I am a bully. What can I do to change my bulliness, Dr. Miss Terry?
You need to respect other people's beliefs.
Uh-huh. need to
thank
respect
you,
what different people say. So.
Thank you, Miss Terry. Thank you. And I'm not paying you a damn thing either. So let me slide on down to Big E's office.
I'll be sending you the court then, Negro. Now.
Well, send me the court then.
Expect your papers in the mail.
Thank you.
You
have a P.O. box.
I'm saying that. That's going to be my one-liner now.
Okay, thank you. All right, so you know what? This is a good exercise. I think what we should do, we have a few minutes before the next break. I think this is a good exercise. All right, so now, Mr. Elias, why don't you tell Momo B what you don't like about her ass?
Oh, my God, we're doing this?
There he go. He wants to direct.
Oh, wow. We don't want to hear the truth.
The pressure off of his ass.
This is why you're a bully.
The
pressure off your ass.
Listen. We were talking about you. You couldn't even go around a complete circle before you deflected.
Okay, fine. I'm going to respect everyone's opinion, and I'm going to slide down. Oh, God. Here we go. Yes, Mr. Elias. I'm coming to your office now, Dr. Elias. And, oh, God, here we go. My colleagues say that I'm a bully. That's one of the traits about me that they don't like, Mr. Elias. So what would you say in regards to that, Mr. Elias?
I just don't like your ass, period. So it don't make no difference what you say, how you do it. I just don't like you. So, hell,
oh,
never
really?
Have and never will. Make your black, thick, bald-head ass on.
Double clap that one.
Right
double
answer.
It.
It's a right answer. He's being honest. It's a right answer. So.
All righty. Now I'm going to Liberace's office, a.k.a. Ernest. Ernest, I'm knocking on your door, walking in. Ernest, my colleagues say that I am a bully. That's one of the traits about me that they don't like. You have any advice for me?
Mr. Sewell's not in right now. He's in the barn. Can I take a message? Hold on, I will connect your call to the upper loft. Please hold.
Yes.
I don't think you're a bully. I don't think you're a bully necessarily, because I have been bullied. I don't think you're a bully. I think you're an instigator. I think you try to stir some ish up sometimes. You do it as soon as Mr. Elias comes on the line. You do it with me. You always have to have the funnier joke. You always make fun of people when they're trying to be funny. Like you're like, you know, oh, you know, a bunch of unemployed comedians. You're the first one in the unemployment line waiting for a check, brother. You're the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, you've
you
been
know,
here. Your wages are about to run out.
So, you know, just let people be funny. It's a community radio show. It ain't just your show. Stop acting like you're the only funny one on the air. Because half the time you ain't funny.
Oh,
this person has been muted.
Damn. All right. Thank you for that piece of advice, Mr. Ernest. Thank you very much. All right.
What a jackass. Can't handle it.
All right, thank you. So now we've gone around the table. So now, you know what? This is not going to be about me. Okay, so let's talk. Let's put Ernest on the damn table. Let's
all
talk
right,
about what we don't like
care.
About Ernest's ass.
You can say whatever. I know who I am. Go ahead.
Well, whatever. Okay, Ms. Elias, you go first. What is it about Ernest that you just do not like?
What don't I like about Ernest? Sometimes Ernest butts in when people are talking. That's right.
Oh,
I agree.
Really?
I do that, and I hate doing it. After, I
He's
listen
doing
back
it now.
To the show, and I'm thinking, that I know.
You're doing
I'm
it
agreeing
now.
With him, though. It's terrible.
You're doing that now. Thank you.
That's the joke, genius. That's the joke.
Yeah, well, okay. Unjoke yourself. Yeah, so that's it. So he butts in when people are talking. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that it? Is that the only thing you don't like about Ernest?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, don't ask him to dig for anything. He named one. How many do you need?
Hey, thank you. All right, so we go to Momo B. All right, Momo B, what is it that you don't like about King Turtlenecks?
Okay, this is what I dislike about Ernest.
Here we go.
I dislike when I'm talking and I'm doing my thing, and we all know I talk loud, I laugh loud, I'm just a loud person, we all know that. But I don't need Ernest to announce, oh yeah, she's loud, all right, here we go, everybody in Kentucky can hear you. I don't need those kind of comments, and I don't appreciate those kind of comments.
I don't know what you're saying. What you're saying there?
To fight.
Listen, you always say, "Oh, you calm down, Momo B. You don't need to be so loud. You don't need to talk so much. You don't need to do that.
I got
you don't need to do that." And I
don't do that a lot, and I usually do that in jest. Maybe you don't. I actually do that to be funny to you, not to insult you.
That's nice, but this is not. We're not.
Okay, I'm just telling you my motivation for it, so you understand.
Of course, and it goes right back to the LES that you always want to step in on something. I'm just telling you.
And I put your boots on. It's going to get deep here in a minute.
Okay.
You know I love you, Momo. I don't have no problem with you.
I know, I
yes.
love you too.
Wait,
so
wait till
he
comes
I
around
you.
To me.
I love you too, but I don't beat many people I love. So I'm just telling you, just to
okay. Okay. Bring it on. Bring it on, Hefe.
All right.
Let's see what you got.
Thank you,
just
Momo.
Wait till
thank
I come
you,
back man. Around to your office. Wait till I come thank to you. Your office.
No,
Miss Terry, you got something to say too?
Yeah, Miss Terry, what do you have? What do you
look at you.
Do not like
you
about?
Stop. Follow up,
Let me check the record straight. As long as I don't have to bring you home and sleep with you, I have no problems with anybody on this this place right here.
High fives and fist
bumps. Oh, hell no. No, hell no. You just talked about me, so now you're going to sit here and do this? No.
You're the worst one.
What is it
that
you not like about Ernest?
I didn't talk about you. I'm just telling you how this is what you do. Everybody knows that.
Okay, this is about Ernest.
You're not going to
hello,
stop,
this is about Ernest.
You know?
This is about Ernest.
No, I don't have to.
This is about Ernest.
No, I don't. Ernest don't bother me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Terry. All right, okay, it's my turn. Ooh, man, I've been waiting on this. All right, what I don't like about King Turtlenecks is that King Turtlenecks, and you're right, Miss Elias, every time someone's talking, Ernest wants to make sure that he is the belle of the dance. He wants everyone to notice him, and he talks over everyone. He talks about Prince's idea, buttoning people, but that's what he does all the time. All the time. I felt good. All right, so we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about Miss Terry's ass, we're going to talk about Momo B's ass. Yes, we're going to. It's to talk about people's show.
We talk
ass.
About Momo B's ass a lot.
Not yet. But
I'll
we will be.
Terry's ass ain't got no drawers wrapped around it, so what's to tell?
Yeah.
No, I think what we're doing is we are. What is the word that Dr. Princess Aldea uses, Mr. Elias?
Authenticity.
There you go. There it is. I think what we're going to do is, since everybody wants to talk about my ass, then let's put other people's crap out there on the table, too.
Why?
But we
why
do
we
have
to
you
do
know,
that?
There's still a rewind that we play on. Oh, I'm sorry.
It was only about you, man. But you want to drag everybody else into your mess.
That's right. Because
yeah.
I want everybody to have some nicks on their ass. I want everybody to have a scar on their ass when this is over with.
Take the criticism. And
okay, we're
going
to criticize your ass, too, Mr. Elias. Yeah, I can't wait till we get to you,
care.
Too. Yeah, well, whatever.
Care.
All right, third set coming up.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Hey! What's happening, baby? Oh, you calling me again and telling me you want to leave me? Girl, you don't want to leave me because you love me, baby. And you know I love you.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
And you believe it, yo? The third and final set of the J Rod Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, tell me, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend.
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Weather!
347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the J. Rao Show, sugar. All right, folks, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the TGRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. All Time Central starting tomorrow morning with the Serious Side, Intelligent Conversation. Ordinary people, it's the Serious Side of the J. Rao Show. Happens every Sunday morning right here at 9 a.m. on the TGRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. Me, Dr. Princess Aldea, Mr. L.E.S., Steve, and our boy Jerome Esprit from EspritRadio.net. We'll be back kicking the knowledge for you tomorrow morning. One of the things we'll be talking about is why does the U.S. have to continue to be the world's police? We'll talk about that tomorrow morning right here on the TGRS Radio Network. All right, we're back on Wednesday, starting on this Monday, I should say, Monday through Friday, with the exception of Wednesday, the J. Rao Show Rewind Edition, 1 o'clock, laugh out loud at work. You should be able to sit at your office and laugh out loud. Tell a friend about the J. Rao Show. You'll hear some of the best episodes from the past 2 or 3 months. It should be fun, funny, get you caught up with what we do. And if you're listening now during the course of the day, you know you can't call in. They're pre-recorded shows, but we hope that they will satisfy the need and the void that you have by us not being on the air every day. Monday through Friday, except Wednesday, J. Rao Show Weekday Edition. And, of course, we're back here on Wednesday. It's the Who's Who's Wednesday edition of the J. Rao Show, 7:30 p.m. live. Also, the Listening Lounge, where we feature some of the best artists in the world, and we're still debating whether or not what we're going to do this Wednesday, but we'll talk about it. We'll see what happens. But don't forget to tune in, 7:30, me, Momo B, Dr. Princess Aldea, Mr. L.E.S. is in the house. Come on, stop by, get your nourishment, get your laugh on. Midweek, J. Rao Show. Thursdays, it's the True Purpose Development Show, 7 o'clock p.m. from 7 to 9. It's Dr. Princess Aldea, the Queen of Inspiration. Stop by and get inspirized by her ass. Hang out with her. It's a fun show. You should get something informational from it when you walk away. And of course, on Fridays, it's Ladies First Radio with Montu Ladonis and Dr. Princess Aldea, 7 o'clock p.m., same time, same channel, talking about ladies' issues. Before you hit the club, stop in, hang out with the ladies of Ladies First Radio. And every Saturday, we're here live on the TGRS Radio Network and the ERN Radio Network, J. Rao Show, me, Mr. L.E.S., Big E, and, of course, Momo B and, you know, Miss Terry and all the other people that call and hang out with us, you know, family, extended family. All right, Big E, tell them, man, where can we hear you and what can we get when we tune in to ERN?
You can find out everything you need to know by heading over to earnestradionetwork.com. We are on 5 nights a week as well. Sundays, you know, it's the Serious Side with the TJRS Radio Network, but come by ERN at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, where it's Political Gravity with Jane Hoffman. You can sandwich your whole Sunday with politics, religion, and everything else in between. Monday is Music Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern. We celebrate independent music that you hear on Earnest Radio Network and here on TJRS Radio Network, one CD and artist at a time. It's a really great show. You can really get a feel for an artist if you listen to that show. You never know what you're going to hear. Tuesdays, it's our brand new show that we just started up a couple, 3 months ago called Beaten Path with Jane Hoffman, talking about people who changed history, how they did it in their own community and their own lives, and how you can do that today and find your point of revolution. Every Thursday at 8 p.m., it's the Earnest Experience Radio Show with yours truly. We got news, music, weather, anything else I want to talk about. Usually I talk about these knuckleheads and something they did or something else going on in the news. And then Saturday, we are here at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, simulcasting live with the crew of the TJRS Radio Network for Saturday edition. I've been advertising this show as the funniest show you will hear on radio all week long, guaranteed. So go to earnestradionetwork.com to find our Twitter, our Facebook, and anything else you need. That's where we're at. Thank you. Back to you.
Appreciate it. And, of course, Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock from 10 to 12, it's Kings in the Morning with Light Skin. Oh, Robert Red Wine, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, and the Cousin Preacher. Stop in and hang out with those guys. I'm telling you, it's a funny show. Get your laugh on during the week, and then after that, it's Reese in the Morning. And then after that, that's right, it's the weekday edition of the J. Ryle Show. And, of course, now, our boy G.O.G. in the place to be. He's a friend and family of the show. Stop in, check him out. Type in G.O.G. in the search bar on BTR if you're listening from BTR Radio, and this should lead you straight to our guy. I know he's on Saturdays, but he has a show here. Not sure what else. You know, GOG's, you know, hey, that's our guy, but GOG's like, hey, I feel like doing a show. I'm going to do it. I don't give a damn what time it is. That's all right. That's our man. Misses some good stuff if you don't check it out, all right? So that's it. If you want to hang out and be out, hang out with some of us and be a part of what we do, that's what it is. So that's the lineup. Don't forget to check it out. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let's reset the table for you one last time. The QOD, the question of the day, we're talking about, okay, if a woman has all the money in the world, she is somebody that's important. She out, you know, she makes more money than you. She's in a better position than you. What things should you do as a guy? Should you continue to do the things that guys do for women, even though you're talking to a very powerful woman? And so far, everyone is saying, yes, you should. Even in some cases, pay for her dinner. Even when she makes more money than you.
You know, to answer the question, Jay, would you continue to do the same thing?
Yeah.
Depends.
On what?
I'm sorry?
On
it
what?
Depends. It depends. It really depends. It depends on who it is.
Oh.
Who it is.
Yes.
He's crazy.
For example. Oh, I'm crazy. For example. If I go out with Holly Berry, you think I'm gonna pay for it? Well, it ain't gonna happen with you going out with me either, too. I'm gonna go here with you. So anyway, let's say that something happened and it.
Say somebody that you know you go out with. Stop saying Holly Berry. You ain't she looking for a white man. Just say something that you could really get. Would really get. We know
say
that.
Say it, Eva.
More realistic. Come on. Stop living in a world of bedrock.
Okay. More
Condoleezza
realistic.
Rice. Condoleezza Rice.
Have you lost your damn mind?
She's got to listen. Condoleezza Rice and that overbite, she's got to be terrible at blowjobs. That is a terrible overbite.
Oh, my God.
I'll give her a shot. I ain't going to lie.
Anyway,
if it's a CEO of an organization, all right, let's say it's a CEO of an organization. Once again, if she's a CEO of an organization, then guess what? You make more money than I do. I'm just telling you, you asked me my opinion. That's my answer. Hey, don't bully me. Don't try to put your opinion on me. Don't bully me. That's my answer.
So when y'all get in the bedroom,
I'm sorry?
Bend over.
Yeah, when you get in the bedroom, are you going to wait on her to send you a memo so you know what to do? I mean, what's this whole thing about if she's important or if she makes more money? Why does that matter? Because at the end of the day, she's putting her pants on one leg at a time. Anyway, they might be more expensive pants, but she's still putting them on one leg at a time. Why is she so damn different?
You know, I didn't understand it either.
I don't understand this question. It just seems so bizarre to me. I don't get it. Why would you treat somebody differently just because they do make more money and she happens to be a woman? I mean, I'd be championing her left and right. Good for her. She is making it happen. She is playing in the boys' club, and we know a lot of business is still the boys' club. And she has risen above all that. So you should be there to support her. Not going, what should I do? What should I not do? Should she pay for dinner? Well, I don't know. Whip out your card and see who gets there first. Damn.
Hang afterwards and tear that thing up, I'm telling you.
I mean, it's all pink in the middle, whether it's rich pink or poor pink. It's pink. Get at it. Go get you some.
Yep. Right about that. It is pink.
I mean, you know,
oh, you're done. Thank you very much.
Get some kitty cat.
Thank you. That's my damn answer, and I'm sticking to it. I don't give a damn whether y'all like it or not. Y'all can go to hell. How about that?
Okay.
Don't see, there's where you went wrong. Let's talk about what we don't like about you. There's where you went wrong, because you stated your opinion. We respected it. We can challenge it. but we respected it, and now you got to get all indignant about it. Now you got to get all black girl and start
how many times
neck,
have
like,
you hold the hell on how many times have you cursed when we came at you because of something you said? I don't give a damn, all y'all can suck my D. You want to go back and find the rewind?
Ouch. Hey.
Something's going on here.
I don't care what y'all think. Y'all can just all kiss my big white ass. How many times have you said that, Ernest?
You say that all the time. Look, you are fascinated with my ass because you tell me to shut my ass.
Hell no. Shut your damn mouth. Shut your damn mouth. We got a fish bite, Mr. Elias. We got a fish bite. All right. Yeah, okay, whatever. All right, so look here. Like I said, for me, if she makes a lot of money, for me, this is just me. If she makes a lot of money, I think that I'll offer the pay because that's just what I do. But I'm thinking she should say, you know what, baby, I got it. Like, you know what?
Okay,
hey,
whatever you think.
No problem. I'm going to put my damn credit card up. You should have it because you're living in a damn mansion. Here I am living in an apartment complex. So, yes.
Can I ask you something?
You can ask me any damn thing you want to.
See, now you're getting indignant again. If you are living in the apartment complex in a two-bedroom where your rent just got raised, and why are you dating this rich heifer anyway? Are you on?
Well, because I met her at a bar.
It's a comment, not a question. Are you hooking your hitch to the gravy train? Or is this money really going to matter to you or not?
Yes.
Because if you're trying to do all that stuff and make a big deal out of it, you maybe just need to date your next-door neighbor instead of going uptown to find some heifer. Because you got a bigger problem with it than she does. So maybe you just need not worry about Holly Berry and her pregnant ass right now. Because you ain't going to get it anyway. There's too many issues with you. You ain't going to make it. You ain't going to make it in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I totally agree with Ernest. That is 100% dead on it. If you ask me out on a date and I make three times more than you do, you ask me out and I accept, right? And then at dinner, you say, are you going to pull out your card, but you think it in your mind. You think it in your mind. She better pull out her money. Why would you? Then that means you are saying to yourself, she's out of my league. She's out of my class. So then you should have been dating me.
What are you, like some type of whisperer or something? Do you read minds? What the hell you think you are, Momo V? You're not a mind reader. That's not what I'm thinking.
Listen, homeboy. You just said if she was making three times as much as you was, you would pay because that's the type of guy that I am. But I would be thinking this heifer should pull off something because she's blah, 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 blah. You said that. I'm just repeating what you said.
Yeah,
so
just she makes money doesn't mean she owes you anything.
There's Ernest cutting people off again. Go ahead, Momo V.
That's right. Did you come on and say, oh, yes, cutting people off again? What happened? You been trying what I say? Something happened? Because I missed it.
No, I was just trying to make sure you finished, but I couldn't finish the end part because Ernest cut you off as always.
No. It's okay. Okay, Ernest. I'm saying if you said that that's the type of man that you are, you're going to pull out your wallet on dinner, then you pull out your wallet on dinner. Don't be sitting there thinking, oh, well, I hope she offers. She should offer because she makes more than me. If you're sitting at the table worrying about how much money I make, then we shouldn't even be on a date because that's not why I'm there. Obviously, I'm not there for that reason if I'm out on a date with your ass. So why would you be thinking that about me?
Let me tell you something. If you're on a date with me,
that's
baby, you there for the ding-dong sandwich, and that's what you're there for, baby. Get it.
I was about to hit this.
Wow.
Ernest has been playing in sound effects playing again.
These for so long and have not been able to use them until tonight.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you're using the hell out of them tonight. That's
I feel great now. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. So, Rich Sister, let's get your opinion on this, Rich Sister. What do you think about this commentary that's been going on back and forth with these heathens? She is here, isn't she, Miss Elias?
Yes, she is, Rich Sister.
She's taking a nap. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's Rich Sister?
Yes, can you hear me?
There you go.
We hear you now.
Okay. So you want me to just comment on the question that's out?
You can do whatever you want, Rich Sister.
Signal is bad here. Signal is bad.
Yeah.
So Well, my comment about the what you're talking about is it's a thing where with women sometimes when they get into the position of making a lot of money, having a lot of prestige, they forget to be a woman.
Okay.
So, I mean, should that, I don't know, sometimes they that may affect the man wanting to be chivalrous to her.
Hmm.
Now, not to say that it can't be equal sometimes where a woman can pay and then maybe a man can pay next time, but it's one of those things you shouldn't be. I'm kind of traditional. I'm kind of on the traditional tip of things.
No,
but
brawls at night. Not,
you are traditional.
what did I say?
Expect me from getting draws at night. That's all I care about. If you pay, are you going to let me get them draws, or you want me to pay, I'm going to get the draws. We'll respect that. That's what I'm talking
about. Oh, Lord. Mr. Eliezer.
Wow.
See, the only difference in this to Mr. Les is if he's pulling off cotton panties or silk panties. I mean, that's the only thing he's got to get
past. Gotta be silk. Gotta be silk.
Okay, well, with some
rip that third probably put me. I ain't wear cotton panties since I was six, so okay.
You don't wear panties at all, and you know it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
that. No time.
Oh, God.
No draws, no bad.
All right. It is 48 minutes.
It's
48 minutes.
Oh, boy. Nobody cares about the time.
Well, I know. I forgot because that's what I forgot what I'm dealing with.
Momo, do your own job.
I forgot. I'm sorry, Momo B. Let's do what you do. Let's just keep talking like we're on the damn phone. 48 minutes.
Listen, Jay, she can be here till midnight. You let that heifer start
Jesus
talking now.
Jesus Christ. Jay Ryle Show, Saturday edition. Oh, man. 347-850-1272. You can call in, get in if you want to. Be careful, though, because I tell you, the damn swords are out tonight. If you call in and proceed with caution. Let's say hello to some folks out there who's been listening to the show. Let's say hello to Kathy. Kathy, how are you? Welcome in. What's going on, Mike? Hello, Mike. Tanya or Tanya. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Let's also say what's up to...
Is it an A or O?
It's an A.
Okay, then. Tanya. Go ahead.
Tanya. All right, so it's Tanya. Oh, thank you. I will proceed. And I want to say what's up to DJ. What's going on, DJ? How are you? Welcome into the show. also, what's going on to Jenny B's in the house. Gladys is in the house as always. Good morning or good afternoon
Gladys.
Or good evening, Gladys. Whatever's going on with you.
Gladys.
Sam B, what's
Pretty
up
Ricky.
With you?
What's up, Pretty Ricky?
Haven't seen him. Vera's in the house. What's going on, Vera? Miss Gigolo? Wow, ain't no people calling them gigolos. All right, Miss Gigolo, how you doing? And
what you DF. Doing
her? No, gigolo. I thought gigolos were for dudes and nymphomaniacs were for females.
Don't go there.
All I know is gigolos get lonely too.
What the hell was that?
Oh, you ain't a time fan then if you don't know what that was.
There it is. I know what that. I was talking about your singing ability.
No, you don't. Don't try
right.
to play it off. You don't know Jack.
Rare.
All righty then. Say, okay, all right. And let's say what's up to Camping Girl 2 from Springfield, Oregon. Wow. What a time it is there. What's going on with
how
you? All right. So, anyway, appreciate you guys hanging out with us today. Of course, if you're listening during the weekday, you cannot call in. But if you want to talk to us live, you can check in every Wednesday or you can check in Saturday. And if you want to talk to this specific crew, I should say, you definitely have to call in on Saturday. So call in and hang out with us. Tell a friend about the Jay Ryle Show. You can go to Facebook. You can become a friend of the Jay Ryle Show. You can also sign up for the page. Go to TGRS Radio Network, and it'll keep you in tune to what's going on here on the network. Yes, Mr. Elias.
Huh?
What's going on? I mean, I thought you heard. I heard Momo B. What's wrong, Momo B? What's the problem?
I popped the string on my sundress. My shoulder strap. I popped it.
Where did you buy it?
It don't matter where I bought it. Listen, sweetie, I don't shop at Kmart or Target. No matter.
Why not?
Because I just don't. There's no reason why. I just don't shop at those places. I'm not trying
to be
better.
You think you're too good?
No, it's not that. It's just I don't shop there. Maybe
I went
there like a few years ago and I didn't like what they had.
Where did you shop?
Like a lot of people, I shop in the mall. Okay, and in my mall we have Macy's, we have Dillard's, we have JCPenney's. I shop in the mall. That's where I shop. I don't shop in other stores for whatever reason. I just prefer not to. I like to go to the mall and get my spree on. That's what
you
I
buy
do.
Your drawers from the mall too.
Yes, Victoria's Secret. Thank you for asking.
What about kids' socks? Where do you buy your kids' socks? Like white socks and stuff like that. Where do you buy that stuff?
JCPenney's or Old Navy's, whoever got the sale.
Wow. Alrighty. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
You got any other questions about the mall? I can talk about the mall all day, so don't go there.
I know. You can talk about just about anything about all day. Okay, thank you. Alrighty.
She will literally talk to you until her phone battery dies.
I know.
And let me tell you, I've never praised
you
Jesus so hard in my life when that phone goes dead.
No, this is another thing I don't like about Ernest. He always does this. He comes on here and say, Momo B, talk so much. But he enjoys my conversations. I don't know why.
Don't put words, put other things in my mouth. Don't put words in my mouth. I never said that about you. I enjoy our conversations. Just enjoy them in shorter, you know, segments sometimes. We got to take a break. I mean, I can't even go piss with that heifer on the phone. But I did.
Oh my God!
I thought I loved one time too, and I didn't know it.
But you make it seem like it's a bad thing to be
Not at
but
all.
Like,
as long as you got a drink and some Tylenol, we're good, man. I'm good.
Get a drink and
See,
some
that's
Tylenol.
Because
my ear hurts when it's. I don't have a headset downstairs, so when she I got that phone up on my ear for like 3 damn hours.
Oh. My goodness, wow. What has the world heard?
You know, let me tell you something. The difference between you
yes,
and Jay
please.
Ernest. You, Ernest will stay on the phone and just pray that my phone die, and he's just happy when it does. Jay will hang right up and say, Jay will hang up, and he said, my phone died.
But I need to start doing. I just need to start hitting the button real quiet and going, oops, my phone died.
I know that. I'm like, get your fucking phone in.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Did you say the F word?
Yeah. Boy, you she get happy, she start cussing. You know when she drinking cuss.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's all I like about your ass, your raggedy mouth ass. Yes, go ahead.
I hear Miss Terry laughing back there.
I know, that's all Miss Terry do. She's a little instigator. She gonna sit on the other side. Don't start. That's all she does, Miss Terry.
No, I don't. I was thinking. I said, you know, Jay is sitting there talking about how he's really throwing it down in bed. I really pray that you really are throwing it down, because if somebody is on the show and they have to get with Jay and you don't throw it down the right way, it's gonna be very embarrassing.
Oh, you can tell.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you something. You coming down my boulevard right now.
Ahead.
Let me tell you something. Hey, when we have our get together club or whatever the hell that is, let me tell you, you can come back and tell them.
I don't mess with nobody that has that clap.
That does stay with you forever, doesn't it, Jay?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what the hell
are
you?
Right there. You can't take a joke. You are so butthurt when someone comes after you.
You can't take a joke.
First of all,
you're still doing it. You're such a kid.
She wasn't joking. That's number one. Number two, Miss Terry, high five and kiss up to you, sister.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna knock. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna knock them damn eyelashes off your ass when I see you. I'm gonna tell you right now.
You better not touch my eyelashes.
You had a chance. You had a chance, but when you said the clown, I'm like,
I still got a chance too. You better know it. That's for damn sure. You can sit there and talk all that stuff you want to. Hey, look here. You don't have nothing to little Wild Irish Rose. Let me tell you something. You ain't got something that little Wild Irish Rose and some damn Mad Dog 2020 can't solve. We get your ass licking up pretty damn good. You ain't gonna know what the hell's going on.
Y'all are
hardcore with that liquor. Trouble.
All right, so anyway, listen, before we take this break, once again, we have an Amber Alert out there. There's a young lady by the name of Summer Brown. She's a black female, 12 years old, brown eyes, black hair. She's about 90 pounds. She's last seen near Cedar Hill, Texas. All right, so if you know any information, if you see anything, please call 972-230-5785. Once again, that number is 972-230-5785. Summer Brown, she's a 12-year-old, beautiful 12-year-old girl. I want to see if we can at least get, if not, if we can't get her picture in tonight, what we'll do is, if you tune into the Sirius side as a part of the, when it does the flash and show you what the show's all about, we're going to try to get that picture in there, because you guys know how we feel about missing children. So once again, any information about her, 972-230-5785, 972-230-5785. We'll be back, folks. It's almost time to wind down. J. Ryle Show.
No! WWE Superstar Big Show here to tell you, if you've been drinking, get a ride. Take a cab. Find another safe way to get home. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving. They will see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
It is Saturday.
Can you make my hair look like this?
Man, what you want to make your hair look like that for? Well, I like the way you wear your hair. Wearing natural, that's good, man. You know, I wish more of the young children today would wear their hair natural like Dr. Martin Luther King did. That's right. You ain't never seen Dr. Martin Luther King with no messy Jerry curl on his head. Ain't that right?
Amen.
That guy ain't come and walk around like that. You know, sweet, I met Dr. Martin Luther King once.
You lying. You ain't never met Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I met Dr. Martin Luther King in 1962 in Memphis, Tennessee. I walk in that seat, minding my own business, just walking off, feeling good. I walk around the corner, man woke up, hit me in my chest, right? I fall on the ground, right? And I look up, and Dr. Martin Luther King, I say, Dr. King. He said, oops, I thought you were talking about him.
Oh, man, you lying. You ain't never met Martin Luther King.
Knocked the wind out of me. Yes, he did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is Saturday.
It is Saturday. Welcome back. 5 minutes after the hour, just after the top of the hour, I should say. Jay Ryle Show, Saturday edition. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. L.E.S. Mr. L.E.S., what's up, that big dog?
What's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Mama BZ in the heezy.
Tell me how you feel. How you feel?
That's an Emmy winner. That's an Emmy winner right there. That's an Emmy winner. Yes.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yes. Thank you, man.
Yeah, of course. Yes. We always.
That's my
we'll
song,
that
though. I was loving that. I was hopping all over this place. That was a big one. That was a song you played a little earlier. I didn't know what that was. But this is the comeback. I like it. Yes.
Woo. And you're not the only one because Heather E. said, Jay, I am in love. Nobody has played that song before. I haven't heard that in years. Heather E., baby, that's what we do. That's what we do. A lot of people don't know about 52nd Street Band, Mr. L.E.S.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Miss Terry in the place to be. Hello, Miss Terry.
Hey.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And Big E's in the house. What's up, Big E?
I'm surprised you knew who sung that song, though, Jay. I'm surprised. Well, you usually don't know.
Girl, I'm a DJ. What must I do to be a DJ?
Oh, please.
What? Excuse me?
Dish out your doggo.
Get together and sing. Yes, girl.
DJ, would you play that song and keep me dancing?
DJ, TV, radio, table, punch it down. Don't get me started, girl. Don't get me started. Woo! Don't get me started. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Woo!
I'm sorry, Ernest.
Yeah. But bring it back. Bring it back, baby. Bring it back, girl.
Yeah.
And, of course, Big E's in the house. Big E, what's up?
You impressed me. You impressed me with that one.
Yeah, see, I got you. Big E, what's up?
Hey.
He mad now.
I didn't have time to say anything else. Sorry.
Tito. You got time?
No, I'm fine. I'm just waiting on your ass to shut up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, see,
gosh.
Here we go. Here we go.
Let me read something that Gladys said. Gladys is saying that she hears something that she doesn't like about all of us. She's saying, let me read it. This is Gladys.
Yeah, read it first. Read it to yourself.
Gladys, read it myself. Gladys is saying the one thing that she does not like about us is the fact that we're not on 5 days a week.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Start your own damn show, Gladys. Some of us got lives.
And the views of the team.
We're glad that Gladys is here, but we got 9 to 5 too, baby.
Well, that's what
Gladys. That's why we got archives and on demand. And now you haven't started doing the daytime edition, though, have you?
No, okay. That's going to start Monday.
Oh, you saw
Monday,
last week.
Oh, okay. I thought you were starting.
Thank you, Momo B, for this. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Momo B. He fell asleep. Bye. What's up, Corvette L? How you doing? Corvette L from DeSoto, Texas. Where is that? I don't know where it is. Anyway, hello. How you doing? All right, so listen, I want to apologize to some people. Last week, I tell you, when we said we were playing Prince,
yeah.
I read a back and forth on Facebook, Mr. Elias, between people that are listening, and they said something saying, ooh, girl, they about to play Prince. And the other one was like, ooh, where they at, Jay? Tell us where they are. I'm like, oh, my God, I wasn't monitoring the Facebook post at that time. So I apologize to those ladies. Well, you know, listen, I can only do so much. You know, hey, we can only be at so many places at one time. Maybe if someone utilizes their free computer, maybe they can help with the traffic. Who knows? I'm just saying. You know.
You want to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to use her name, but it sounds like Homo E.
No, they may think they're talking about you, Ernest. They may.
I am. I am. They're
talking about me.
You admit that
my computer was free, too. I, you know what? I have never paid for a computer in my whole life. So every computer I've had is free.
Oh, man. Oh, Beverly P. from Houston. Oh, she's right here in my neck of the woods. So, look, I'm having all types of fun. Thanks for the positive vibes. Hey, girl.
Yes, well, you're back welcome. You're welcome.
Back at you. Back at
we
you.
We got
back
you. We got you.
She obviously missed you. That earlier part of the show.
Yeah, I think she did. I don't know. It depends on how long you've been listening, too, right?
Yeah.
Because I tell
you,
it was kind of rough for a minute there, but I survived. I did survive. Oh, God.
Oh,
all right. Hey. The QOD, the question of the day.
It's tired.
I know. Should the women, should men, shut up, Ernest. So,
hey,
should men. Yes.
You never asked me the question today. Nobody ever asked me the question, though.
Okay. I think I did, but go ahead. You can answer it again. You can answer it twice if you want. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. We didn't. I'm sorry.
No.
Maybe you
were
talking to eat your brain up, but go ahead.
But you never asked me. You never asked
maybe,
me. Go back
well,
and listen to the archives.
Maybe you were busy, you know, bad mouth of me, but who knows? Yeah, so anyway, yes. So the question to you, Mama B, what do you think?
Yes, what is it? What is the question?
We've been saying the question all day.
Oh, my God,
show.
You're like Princess Odelia now.
Ernest?
Yes,
Ernest,
I agree
Ernest,
with what everybody
Ernest.
Has said.
He don't bring her up. That joke of boy being left field.
Yes. I agree with what the gentleman said.
Yeah, well... Mr. Elias hit it right on the head.
Mr. Elias hit it right on the head.
He hit it right on the head, Jay. And what he says is really the truth.
It
and
is
I just agree. I just agree. And I would love for our political strategist, Jerome, to tell us, you know, what he thinks. Yeah, whatever.
Does she
I'm
do
laughing.
This on Sunday mornings, too, where
she does
listening?
Look,
she has
and,
some
and
generic
look,
answer
past,
like that?
Oh, God. This past Sunday, I knew she was going to do it, and I just kept coming. I said, yeah, you ain't going to slither your way out this one, Heifer. Because she has all – listen, we were talking about – let me tell you something. She's very passionate. We had a topic – what were we talking about, Ms. Elias? We were talking about homosexuals. And, boy, she was going off. What was that?
I remember seeing that.
Homosexuals in the church.
Oh, my God. Oh. I mean, when somebody would say something about that, oh, she was, you know, this is why I don't understand why you two don't get along. I don't get it. Because she
you
gets
who?
She gets down. You. You're the only homosexual around
me?
Here.
Me? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't say that. You said you too.
Well, we were talking about homosexuality in church, and I was kind of going to, I said, that's why I can't understand why you
well,
two.
Well, you were talking about it, so I thought, you know, I'd leave it to you.
Well, you two don't get along because she is such an advocate for homosexuality. She gets downright piping mad when someone has an opinion outside of the fact. And I don't know, Ms. Elias, what did you say? I thought you said something. Who said, it probably was Steve, that said something about homosexuals. They wake up and they want to be homos or something, he said. And, boy, she went off. I was like, hey, listen, calm the hell down.
This is why I don't call your show.
I said, calm down. Calm down. Oh, God. It was, man, it was a very feisty conversation, to say the least.
No, she is a defender.
It sounded like an ignorant
defender.
Conversation.
She would defend, damn, okay. Let me backpedal on this one.
Go ahead, Moby. Say what you want to say. Go ahead.
No,
we'll
no, 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 no. No, I won't.
No, go
what
ahead.
I did
say
want
what
to say is, no, I wasn't even in that conversation. And as about,
oh, well, then let's move on.
No. But what I do want to say is I want to piggyback on the thing about Miss Princess Odelia, who doesn't know what one's talking about during the conversation. Because last time when I was listening to a Rewind show that I didn't know was Rewind. Oh, no, I didn't know that show was Rewind. But it was funny how Miss Princess Odelia was... They asked her a question, and she was like, even though Jay brought this up before, he didn't want to say what she said. I don't know why. But... Who are you? J. Ryle said, what say you, Princess Odelia?
That's who I am.
And Princess Odelia said, I say, it is what it is. What did you say?
wasn't she on one Saturday when she did that recently?
No, this is on the serious side. We're supposed to be serious.
Oh, okay.
No, because
she was on a Wednesday or Saturday when we caught her once.
You're supposed to know, but you're talking about on the serious side. And she just went, and it was so obvious that she didn't, she was all fiddling with the phone,
You know what's so funny, too, Mama B? If you look in the chat room, those people be like, what the hell is she talking? Oh, God, they be lighting her ass up. And they're like, what the hell is she talking about?
The funniest thing is, why can't you just say, repeat that? I didn't hear the question. Why can't you say that? Why do you want to jump in and just talk? I don't understand that. That's why I cracked up.
Because
so
she
much.
Is
so
more
like,
worried about being on radio. She thinks it's a skit and everybody's performing than actually being involved. That's why I don't like her on this show, because I just think she's phony about stuff. If you're busy, then go. I mean, I've been busy and I've ducked out a little early quietly and not faked the con. I just go. If you got a train to Paris, to Texas to catch, go catch your train. Don't stay on the phone. You're not that important. I mean, everybody else, you're important, but everybody else.
Okay, we get it, Ernest. Thank you, Ernest.
Show,
right, pull up, Ernest. Pull up, Ernest. Pull up, Ernest.
I corrected myself before you interrupted. I said she's important, but the show will go on regardless. So if you have to go, then just go. That's okay, but don't fake it. I mean, it's just that's why I feel like she's a little phony. That's just my view and opinion. That's just my view.
Yes, or if you didn't hear the question, just ask and repeat the question. And if you don't know, then you don't know. That's it. It's simple.
But yes, it is what it is. I totally agree with the panel.
Jesus Christ. Wow, and guys, and people say you guys are such a great family. You see what happens around here, right? Jesus
That's
Christ.
What
What's up to say?
Family
keeps
it real.
What's up,
St. Clinton?
Family. Happening to you, brother. Good to see you. See you in the house. Say, Clint, said anything to you. What's up to the people in the BTR chat room? Not there, but pretty sure there's some people in there. So welcome. 347-8501-272 is the calling number as we wind down. Coming up tonight in What's So Damn Funny, we're going to play an old skit from Flip Wilson. I think it's going to be fun.
Oh, man. I love Flip Wilson.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
No,
he's not.
How could he
No,
be?
He died.
When did he pass away?
Yeah. 2 years ago, wasn't it, Mr. Elliott?
All right, okay, thank you for making me feel stupid.
Well,
I had that. Well, I'll be to my
own.
What? Princess
Ardenius?
King Ardenius?
If he was still alive, do you know how old he would have been?
How old would he have been?
Oh, my God, Jesus
Christ. Very old. Here we go. Why
Listen, Momo B, hush up for a minute. He died November 25th, 1998. It looks like he was about 64. He was just shy of his 65th birthday. He died in Malibu, it says. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
tell us how
I remember
old
him on... I remember him on... Well, do the math for a minute. I remember him on the Howard Stern show. Okay,
we've been like 80.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we've been around. Nobody cares about your memories. Nobody cares about your memories.
I remember him on the Howard Stern show because he admitted to getting a penis pump installed. It's this little airbag that they put. Now, listen, he was having it was kind of an erectile thing, like an erectile dysfunction before they kind of had Viagra and everything. And there used to be an implant that they would give men, and it was a long, thin balloon, and they would insert it from inside. They wouldn't go through your urethra or anything. They would insert it, and there was a little airbag that they would put in the bottom of your testicles, and you would pump that airbag up, and it would help you get an erection. And he fully admitted to it on the Howard Stern. I remember watching that on the E channel when they used to show Howard Stern's radio show on E late at night, and he talked about having that. It was sometime in the 90s he had that installed because he had a little bit of erectile, you know, like you. He had a little bit of erectile dysfunction, and he didn't have the blue pill like you do.
Oh, my goodness.
He needed a little penis balloon.
All right. Last call coming up.
See?
Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Truly one. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen. Friends, I have very important announcement to make this evening. Mm-hmm. Since it's not a part of my sermon, I'd appreciate it if you listen.
Yes, indeed.
What's going on, friends, is we've come to that time of the year when I must leave town for a while.
Yes.
In the words of Ray Charles,
I'm going to hit the road, Jack.
Yeah.
It's time for what we call my annual pilgrimage to that great and wonderful city, our Mecca, Detroit.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to Detroit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I have an amen for the Mecca of Detroit.
Amen for the Mecca of Detroit.
Now I should be gone for 2 weeks. The last 12 days of which will be spent in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen for Las Vegas?
Amen for Las Vegas.
I can tell you all business.
Yeah.
Now, many of you may ask, why is Reverend Leroy going to Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Probably asking each other.
Yeah.
Probably nobody out there got the nerve to walk up to me and ask, why am I going?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
I want you to know.
Yeah.
I'm going to Las Vegas because there's sin there.
Yeah.
That's right. There's sin in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put a stop to it.
Yeah.
If I can't stop it, at least I'm going to slow it down. Runs rampant in Las Vegas.
No,
I don't care how fast it runs, I'm going to keep up with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Keep up with it.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my tennis shoes.
Yeah.
They can't outrun me.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what else I've done.
Yeah.
I've gone to the extent of reserving a room on the 14th floor of the biggest hotel in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Now that room is to meditate in.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to be doing in the room. Meditate.
Yeah.
Look, you know why? Because, friends, there are many fallen women in Las Vegas.
Fine.
I'm going to pick them up.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick them up.
Yeah.
I'm going to put them back on their feet.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell those feet to climb.
Climb
on up.
Climb on up.
To the 14th floor.
If you pee sitting down, then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It's time for Jay's
Kiss My Entire Ass!
Bump you, song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker.
Yeah.
You know what time it is.
If I hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way.
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks, another fun-filled Saturday with my favorite people in the whole wide world. And Mr. Elliott, man.
Set.
Hey, what you think, dog?
I like that cut, man. Genesis, I always like Genesis.
Yeah, okay, all right, well, didn't work again as usual. All right, it's time for our final thoughts. The ladies are our first, Miss Terry, final thoughts.
Oh, just have a wonderful, positive rest of your weekend. That's it.
Thank you very much. All right, Momo Beezy in the heezy for Cheesy, my kneesy. Final thought.
Thank you. My final thought is tonight's dialogue was the perfect example of when people date outside of their zone. Stay in your league. If you can't afford apples, if you can't afford the apples, don't lust after the peaches. You know what I'm saying? It's just that simple. If you can't afford Momo B a dinner, just don't ask me out. Just don't, because that's just simple. Don't look at me crazy at the end of the date, blah, 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 blah. Don't do that. It's just so simple. You know I love to talk. I talk my behind off.
Okay.
At the end of the day, this is why you got to get to know the person you're asking out. Get to know me first.
Okay.
I don't even like going on dates with people I don't know, because you
all
never
right.
know how it's going to end up. So I like to know people first. I got to get to know people first, and then we go on a date. So then you already know.
Okay.
There's no surprise. I know what you expect from me. I know what I get from you. And we can just do that accordingly.
Yeah,
We're in a minute and a half.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right, Ernest, final thoughts.
You're welcome, Elliot. Love
you. Yeah, baby. Love you too, baby. Yeah.
My final thought is I heard a good quote the other day, and I put it on my blog, which you can read my blog at ErnestSewell.com. It says, don't ever miss a good chance to just shut up.
All right. Thank you, Ernest. That was great. All right.
Yes.
Michelle, yes, man.
I know. Thank
you.
Everybody have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. So
thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Still, yes, final thoughts.
Yes, I agree with Momo B. You got to get to know the person before you smile with them. And you know, know what you get at the end of the day, because you know what? I like booty.
What?
Booty's more important than water. I say, hey, put out on this date with me. You know damn well what I want. Now we can do this the easy way. The choice is yours.
All righty then. can we shut it down, Mr. Elias?
Yes, we can shut it down. We have 20 seconds left. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So, for Momo B, for Miss Terry, for McGee, and for Ernest, I'm Jay Rao. We'll see you back here live on Wednesday, and I will see you Monday at 1 o'clock Central. Hey!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.